Behold means see. If I say, behold, see, all things has become new. So God is saying, see it. All things has become new.
Pastor Benga's teachings constantly remind me of who I am in Christ. And now I can live every day of my life in that consciousness.
Pastor Benga's message has been precise and understandable for me. It has helped me understand and see God's plan towards my finance.
You're about to listen to a message by Pastor Olu Benga Taiwo, brought to you by Justified House Media. We know that you'll be blessed as you open your heart to receive God's words.
Praise the Lord. So we're looking at what is light. And we saw from Ephesians chapter 5 verse 13. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 13 says, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. That means all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. And I said something here. I made an example. That if we have this chair here, if there's darkness in this place, and I'm unable to see that, because of course I'm unable to see that something is in my way, or things are even here, or probably you are even in front of me. If I bring in something to this environment that exposes the chair in front of me, or exposes things in this room, that thing that I've brought into this environment is called light. And God's word, if you continue in that place, that same chapter 5 verse 13 says, for whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. For whatsoever. So it gives definition that whatever makes manifest is light. So if I bring in something, or if I should say something that exposes something, that thing I have said that exposes the truth, that thing I have said is light. Or if I should bring this onto this environment and then people are in ignorance of, you know, to be in ignorance, it means not to be informed of things in this environment, and I bring in something and it exposes them to the truth, or it exposes them to the things in this environment, that thing I brought into the environment, that thing is light. And we can see these things, we can see example of lights in the book of Genesis. That was the first place that God brought about lights. I mean, said something about lights. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. But if we go to verse 16 says, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the what? And the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. So this light here is the light, what is calling the lesser light, is the degree of it being able to expose things. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because light would, it is based on the what they call this thing now, the thing that come out of light. Should I say the ray, the reflection? Thank you. Based on the reflection that is able to expose things, you know, there can be a particular light here that the light is not able to expose things more than maybe, maybe 0.5 kilometer. The light, anything beyond 0.5 kilometers, that light can expose things greater than that. Are you with me? And you could have another light that the reflection is so great. Imagine, this is, we have the sun. Just one. And it's so great that it covers a whole big section of the earth, like a large portion of the earth. And we have the moon, which of course derives its light from the sun. Amen. And but that's, it's not able to, the reflection is unable to give light so much light in, how do I put it now? Do you understand what I'm saying? is unable to give light to a particular, it has its degree, unlike the sun. So, we have various, light can come in various degrees of reflection. In reflection. And we are going to see it in scriptures. Because God's word is light. Amen. Just as the sun is able to take in light, and out of what it has taken, it's able to reflect, it's able to bounce back to the earth. God's word. God, we know that the word of God, the spirit of God, and the Father are one. Praise the Lord. The word of God is Jesus. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And verse 14, the word was made flesh and lived among us. That is Jesus. Amen. The word, the spirit, and the Father are one. God is light. Let's look at the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. It says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is what? Light. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And I believe that the perfect light is God. The perfect light that is able to reveal even what is in the heart of man. That a man will be laughing at you and, laughing, joking with you, but deep within his heart or her heart, wicked thoughts. And God is light that is able to see, even is able, the word of God says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, that it says, the word of God is alive, sharper than any two-edged sword, is able to what? Pierce into the what? The bones, the marrows, and is able to even discern. The word is light that is able to pierce through even into the innermost power of the thoughts of man. Amen. He's able to make manifest. Remember, whatever we bring into the environment that is able to make manifest the things, the darkness. The things in that place, that thing is light. And he says, whatever makes manifest is light. So God makes manifest the word of God. The word of God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. And we're going to see, let's see much more. Let's see James chapter 5. Let's see the book of James. James chapter 1. James 1:17. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And cometh down from the what? From the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness. He doesn't change, nor shadow of turning. So he calls God the what? The Father of lights. It means that we've seen that God is light, right? God is the perfect light. In fact, let's see John chapter 1. Before we come, we are still going to come back to this, James. Let's see John chapter 1. John chapter 1. John chapter 1 verse 4. It says, in Jesus, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. That means that, like we've seen, light is anything that makes manifest. So the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. The light. Note that word, the light. That all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. The light. He says that was the true light. Did you see that? Which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So the true light. Jesus is the true light. Like I said, we have different lights. And this is revelation that God revealed to me by his grace. And I want to share it today. The Old Testament prophets, they were a light in their generation. Amen. The Old Testament prophets, they were a light in their own generation. Because they revealed things. They revealed the heart of God. Amen. Someone like Moses, someone like Samuel, Elijah, they turned the people of Israel towards God. They revealed to them the prophet Isaiah, Jeremiah. These things you're doing, this thing is wrong. They were a light in their own generation. Amen. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, of all the prophets, there is none greater. Of all the prophets, you know, that John the Baptist is what? Is greater than all the prophets. Right? John the Baptist. You know, here he says, he was not that light. Even though he was a light, he was not that light. So, John the Baptist was another type of light. Let's say the book of John chapter 5. John chapter 5. So, the prophets in the Old Testament, their light was unto for people to see that you are not keeping the law. You have to keep the law. Amen. This is the law of God. This is the destiny. This is the Torah of God. Oh, you are going this way. God says you should not worship any other God. That was how their light could shine. Amen. That was to the degree they could go to. Their light could not cast out devils. Amen. Their light could not reveal that this is the work of a devil. The light, that the degree of light that they had in them couldn't do that. Their light was just to reveal, you are missing the Torah. You are missing the Torah. You are missing the law. Amen. John the Baptist was a light to show people the Messiah is here. Amen. That was the light. That was the reflection. That was to the degree he could go to. He could not offer salvation to anyone. The light could not, you know, it's just like this bulb. Now imagine one is saying, this bulb, I want it to shine, I want it to lighten the whole world. It doesn't have the power. Do you understand what I'm saying? It doesn't have the ability. Even though you want it to, it doesn't have the ability. John the Baptist didn't have the ability. The extent of his light was just to tell people, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. The Messiah is here. All the other prophets, the prophets said about the Torah, showed people about the law. They are missing it. Probably the best they could go to is the Messiah will come. That's the best they could go to. One day the Messiah will come. But let's look at what Jesus talked about John the Baptist, about he being a light. John chapter 5, verse 33. He says, you sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I received not testimony from man. But these things I say that you might be saved. He was a what? He was a what? We are not there. He was a what? He was a burning and a what? And a shining light. And you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Amen. They came to him for a season. But remember, the extent to which his light could shine was just to show them that the Messiah had come. The Messiah is here. He said, verse 36 says, but I have greater witness than that of John. The works which the Father had given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father had sent me. So Jesus was the true light. In a way, I could also say it, another type of light. But he, in this time, he was the true light. He is the true, I cannot just say he was. He is the true light. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? Remember where I started from, talking about the things of this world, the sun, the sun and the moon. The various degree. We have lesser light. We have the greater light. We have different degrees of light. And I shared example. So John the degree of his light, you know, it's just like, I don't know if you've seen some lights that the way when they begin to illuminate, they could start illuminating small. Then after a while, it becomes to their they come to their peak. So the way John started his ministry, he didn't just say, "Oh, maybe Jesus is coming." It first started that if you know you should turn away from sin, stop doing this. If you want to turn, come to the River Jordan, come and be back. You know, his light began to shine. The peak of his light was when he said, "This is the Messiah. This is the reason I came." That was the peak. And Jesus said, of all the prophets, he says, there is no one greater than John. So John's light was the greatest light ever seen. John's light was greater than the light of Moses. John's light was greater than the light of Elijah. John's light was greater than the light of Elisha. We know that Elisha shone, like he shined. We know that Elijah, you know, he shined in their days. We know that Moses, Joshua, we know they shined. They did wonderful things. But John's light was the greatest light. Till when Jesus, the true light, showed up. Amen. These are things that God wants us to receive. And Jesus is the true light, as the word of God had mentioned. He is the true light. We've seen John chapter 1 verse 5 to 9, right? Where he says that the true light which lighted every man cometh into the world. So Jesus Christ, when John chapter 1 verse 9 says, he is the true light. Jesus Christ is the true light which lighteth every man. So it means Jesus Christ is able, you know, it's just like, imagine there is a lamp and a candle with light and use it to light the other one. I hope you know that a candle without light is in darkness. I hope you know that. A candle without light is in darkness. It's just as if it's not a candle. Amen. A lamp without light is in darkness. Praise the Lord. A lamp with that thing on it, that once you are able to bring a lamp to this place and it's able to make things in this place manifest, that is when it is a light. If you bring a lamp to this place and it doesn't make anything manifest, it is just as a dead lamp, and it is dead. Anything that is dead is dead. So the word of God says that the light is able to lighten every man. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, is the lamp of the Lord. Right? So Jesus Christ Jesus, the word of God says here, Jesus Christ lightens every man who allows him, who believes in him. God is light. And God is the perfect light. God is the true light. Amen. Goats give birth to goats. Chicken will give birth to chicken. So when God, as the true light, when we became born again, what kind of light do you think we were born as? Huh? What kind of light? Huh? What? Jesus' light, or his type of light. Amen. We are not the kind of light of the Old Testament, those ones. We are not the type of light of John the Baptist. No. The kind of light, the type of light, we are of the true light, true light generation. Permit me to use that word. Are you with me? The true light generation. The true light generation. The true light generation. So going back now to James chapter 1. James chapter 1 verse 17. That says that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. Now you understand it. The Father of lights. You're the light. You're a child of light. I want us to see this place that spoke about us being a child of light. Let's see the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse Ephesians chapter 5, verse, I believe that will be verse 8. Let's see verse 8. It says, "For ye were sometimes darkness." Amen. Ye were sometimes, that means sometimes ago. Remember what I talked about. Everybody is a lamp. Everybody is a lamp. Even the man who is not born again is a lamp. He has a spirit. But a lamp without light in it. This thing now could be said to be a lamp if the gen is turned off. Right? It could be it's a lamp because it has the ability to carry light in it. Amen. It has the ability to carry light in it. The generator lightens this thing and it becomes a light. So here he said that ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye what? Light in the what? Now are ye what? Light in the... Are we not following the Bible? I'm not hearing responses. Can we come to the front? Let me hear responses. I'm not hearing. It looks as if I'm just speaking to myself. It says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye what?" Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Read it. "But now are ye what? Light in the Lord." Right? "But now are ye light." I am light. Not I am the light, but I am light in the Lord. You are light. So God's word is saying that this, remember what I started with yesterday. This is who you are. This is your identity. You are light. Amen. Light illuminates. Light illuminates. If you bring the light into the environment, it illuminates. It shows things. If there are various forms or works of darkness in that place, when you bring light into that environment. So it means if I should bring Pastor Pipe now to by the time she goes into maybe a particular city in Canada, she becomes a what? A light in that place. Amen. Praise the Lord. It means that things that are works of darkness in that place, people begin to say that this thing I'm doing is wrong. People begin to, like, you know, there is something is wrong, is a function of light. So light illuminates, it makes things clearer. And remember where I talked, what I said, that the degree of the illumination of the light, you know, depends on the quality of that light. Do you remember that? Remember I thought about that? And I shared with you that this kind of light now, of course, it can't even light in the streets. It has a degree to which it can light. I mean, to which the light could illuminate things. And I gave an illustration by the Spirit that the light of the Old Testament prophets, they had a degree to which it could work. It couldn't even discern devils. It couldn't. It could cast out devils. There were certain things they couldn't do. It couldn't make them live in righteousness. Amen. The degree of the light in them, you know, couldn't make them do some certain things. And I talked about John the Baptist too. So remember, we were born with the true light, with the nature of the true light. Amen. So here it says that at time past, sometimes ago, ye were darkness. But now ye are what? You are light in the Lord. Amen. You are light in the world. Let me tell you, as a church, we are light. We shine. Amen. It might look as if people are not noticing you. But let me tell you, people notice you. People notice, they notice lights. If you bring a light to a particular place, people know that a light has come. It might look as if, people might even probably in your family or in your work, you look as if people don't even notice what you're doing. I'm talking about you. We are still going to talk about shining and all. You shining as lights. It might look as people are not noticing you, but let me tell you, people notice you. Amen. People notice you. Light cannot be hidden. As long as it is shining, it cannot be hidden. If it is kept in a place, the position of light, you know, matters a lot. Do we know that the position of light matters a lot? It matters a lot. If you take a light and you put it under the bed, it would reduce the reflection, or is it the radiation of the light now? What would I call it? The reflection of the light, right? It won't be able to give light to a lot of people. And that's why we must position ourselves. There was a time the word of God came to me in that light. Positioning. Very, very, very important. Advertisements. Advertise your lights. Amen. Position yourself very well. You know, there was someone that was talking to me. He's a musical artist. And he was just like, and I was talking to him that, I'm thinking that, okay, he just wanted to launch and all this. And I was like, you have to try to see how to spend. You have to create budget for advertisement. And he was like, and the Holy Spirit would just take it and make it known to be. I was like, really like that? I know the Holy Spirit would, but there is the degree of shining. You know, I was saying that, like, the Sinatra you see, or most of us artists, they spend millions. The one you see, okay, that maybe she has 100 million views. You think it's just 100 million views? They spend millions promoting their adverts. Millions putting their stuff on radio, putting their stuff on TV, putting their stuff on this. And it is not because they are not doing it as the world would do it. Because, if I should do it like this, the realities I will get, or the stuff I will get, all those things, even though the Lord will bless the work of their hands and all. But it's so that their light could shine. Praise the Lord. A lot of people will be blessed the more. Praise the Lord. And this, we'll work on it in our ministry. Amen. And beyond that, even in our personal lives, our positioning matters. Amen. Our positioning matters. Say, my positioning matters. Say, my positioning matters. Yes, it matters. So, your positioning, you are the light. Look at what Jesus also talked about we, let's see, Matthew chapter 5. Let's see Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Where I was just reading. It says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. So, I had said something that, when he says the city that is set on the hill, Jesus is not saying you are the city that is set on the hill. That's not what he was saying. This place just, you might think he's saying you are the city. No. He says, you are the light of the world. A city that cannot be set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. So he's saying here that a city that you put on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under the bed. Then he says, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. In essence, what Jesus is saying is that when you see a city upon a hill, it cannot be hidden. Everybody will see it. And he said something also that when you put a light that you put on, you don't take a light and you put it under the bed. You put it on a candlestick that it shows light to everyone. So what Jesus is saying, positioning what matters. Are you with me? Jesus is not saying that the light is not the light. The light is the light. But the positioning of the light, what? Matters. Else, it would not give reflection. And you and the light will be thinking, I have problem. I have problem. The light is not the problem. It is the what? What is the issue? The positioning. The positioning of the light is the issue. And he says here, And he says, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men. That's what? They may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know, some people will just say, ah, well, I don't really want, oh, you know, the light, I just want to be, I don't really want people to know. Jesus is saying, let people know. Isn't that what Jesus said? You know, some people say, this is false humility. I don't really want people to know. Well, Jesus said, let people know. When we say, oh, let's give, let people know. Let people know the good works. Hallelujah. The good works is one of the ways by which words we shine. The good works. You know, some people talk about also preaching the gospel. When we preach the gospel, the light of God shines through us. Why? The word of God is light. The word of God is light. I shared yesterday from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, how the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which do not believe, so that the light of the glorious gospel might shine on them. Amen. The word of God is light. The gospel of salvation is light. And that is what is what? Able to lighten men. So as I share the word of God with someone, I'm sharing light. And as that person believes, that light comes into that person and makes that person a light. Amen. The person becomes a child of God. The person becomes a child of light. Amen. Let's see Matthew chapter 4, verse 13 to 16. We'll see how preaching, how Jesus too, Jesus also shined as a light. Matthew chapter 4, verse 13, okay, to 16. It says, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt at Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, that the people which sat in darkness saw great light. So this was to be fulfilled, what was said. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is what? It sprung up. Light is sprung up. It's just like a seed that springs up. So it says, this light sprung up in the midst of darkness. And it explains how. It says, from that time, Jesus began to what? Jesus began to what? To preach and to say, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So Jesus began to preach. And as he began to preach, light sprung up. Amen. So preaching the gospel, in Jesus' name, that was, you know. But in our time, preaching the gospel is how our light shines. Amen. How the light shines. The light shines. The first of all we talked about is good works. How our light shines. Good works. Through our givings. Through our givings. Through helping out. Through. Remember, good works is not the gospel. I talked about that, right? Our lifestyle is not the gospel. Amen. Our lifestyle is not the gospel. It can lead somebody to receive the gospel. Amen. But our lifestyle or our good works is not the gospel. So the good works we do, these are what? These are a light. The ways through the light that we are can shine. Because from the light that we have, through the light that we have, that we are, not just that we have, because if you say, I have light in me, well, it means you are not the light. But the word of God says, ye are what? Ye are light. If I say, I have a bag, am I the bag? Eh? I'm not the bag. The bag is my property. I have a bag. But if I say, I am the bag, are you understanding what I'm saying? It means I am. I take the identity of the bag. So what Jesus is saying, what God's word is telling us in that Ephesians that we read, is that ye are lights in the Lord. And ye are children of the light. Amen. You are a child of light. It is part of your DNA. It's part of your identity. You have been lightened by Christ Jesus.
Say, I've been enlightened by Christ Jesus.
Yes. And God's word now tells us in the book of Ephesians. He says, let's look at the book of Ephesians again. Ephesians chapter 2. Is it Ephesians chapter 2? Ephesians chapter 5, sorry. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. It says, but ye were sometimes darkness. Now are you light in the world, in the Lord. It says, walk as what? As children of light. Amen. Walk as children of light. Walk as children of light. How do we walk as children of light? It means we put off the lifestyle of darkness. We do good works. We preach the gospel. Amen. Glory to God. Healing the sick is your shining as light. Whatever makes something manifest. When you make evil being manifested that this thing is evil, you've already shined as light. Do you understand? The person, okay, an example is that someone might be seeing sickness as a normal thing. Sickness is just normal. You know, we just take drug. You know, we just do the, you know, it's just normal. Sickness is not of the devil. The person might even be ignorant. He might not know that sickness is of the devil. He might just think it's just normal. But the moment you open your mouth and you begin to talk to the person about what God's word has said about it, and you say, okay, can I minister to you? God's word told me if I put my hand on you, you will be well. You know, the person received God's word. The person's eyes is now opened. Like, wow, I never knew. What have you done? You have shined as what? As lights. Amen. Glory to God. The next one I want to talk about is, let's see the apostles. Acts chapter 13, verse 47. Acts chapter 13, verse 47. The apostles declared themselves as lights. When last did you say, I am the light? I am the light of the world. When last, okay, we've said it yesterday, we said it today. But they declared themselves to people that I am light. God has sent me as light. Acts 13, 47. If you're there, can you read it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He says, I have set thee as what? To be what? To be light to the Gentiles. To be light. Praise the Lord. Now, remember, the Old Testament prophets, their own lights couldn't bring people to salvation. Amen. The degree of their lights couldn't do that. The degree of their lights couldn't make people saved. Couldn't make people receive salvation for their sins. Couldn't make them have fellowship with the Lord. Couldn't bring a father and a son relationship with God. Couldn't make people that were in hell become a child of God. The degree of our light, God had said, he had, the boundary of our light is that we are as, you know, we are as just as the Lord is. We are able to bring people to salvation. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you must be bold to proclaim, I am light. I am the light that has been sent forth here. Amen. I am the light in my organization. I am the light there. Amen. And where I am the light. I am the light. Light brings solutions. Amen. I am the light. Where there are hard problems, I am the light. Say, I am the light. Yes, you are the light. And remember what we talked about. Okay, before I said, remember what we talked about. Because I said a lot of remember. The first thing, I want us to also see that light too, we have been called into light as our environment. It's just as Christ is a person and Christ is our environment. The place of, let's see, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Peter 2, 9. He says, but ye are a chosen generation. Thank you, Lord. A royal priesthood and holy nation. a peculiar people, that ye should declare forth, ye should show forth the praises of him who hath what? Called you out of what? Darkness into his what? Into his marvelous light. Remember, Colossians 2:9 that says we have been what? We have been moved from what? From kingdom of darkness. A kingdom. A kingdom is like a place. It's a city. So it's an environment. Amen. Now we have been moved into an environment of light. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We've been moved into an environment of light. Hallelujah. Our environment is light. We are not, you know, it's just as what God, I mean, God's word has told us, you know, that, you know, it says, no sickness shall come near your dwelling. No sickness can come near your dwelling. Why? Your environment is light. It's an environment. You know, it's different for someone to be healed. And it's different for someone to have an environment that, sickness is just like, you want to, there's an environment around this person. Like, there is, you know, and actually, we carry an aura in the spirit realm. People don't know. You carry an aura in the spirit realm. And it is based on faith in the word. The aura you carry is based on, when I'm talking about aura, it's like an aroma. You know, and I say aroma or the fragrance. It's just like if someone walks, if you use perfume very well, you know you carry an aura. It could be that aura could, I mean, that aura, if somebody is 1 kilometer away, the person cannot smell that aura around you. In the same way, in the spiritual realm, we carry an aura around us. Hallelujah. I don't know why I delved into that, but we do. We actually do. We carry an aura around. We do. And it's based on the faith, on the word. The more you exercise faith in the word, the more the aura, you know, expands. It's what people talk about glory. The glory, in quotes, is the aura. The more it expands. So the lights, our environment is lights. When we came into Jesus Christ, when we became born again, we were born into the kingdom of light. Amen. Our environment is what? It's light. First of all, I've talked about how you are what? You are light. Did I say you have light? No, that's not what the word of God said. The word of God has been telling you that what? You are what? You are light. You are light. You are light. Because if you have light, you can drop the light one day. You can say, I don't know. Because of what I did, I dropped the light. But no, you are the light. It is in your DNA. It is in you. It's part of you. It's in your configuration. Amen. Amen. Now, let me now share with us one important thing. The word of God as light. Psalm 119 verse 105. Psalm 119 verse 105. Psalm 119, thank you, Holy Ghost. Verse 105. This is the psalmist saying, he said, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He says, your word, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. I believe that what this man is saying here is not just an empty lamp. Amen. It means a lamp with light. He says, unto my feet and a light to my path. In essence, what he's saying is that your word, what guides me. Amen. As a light. You know, when there's light in front of you, when you carry a lamp in front of you, like with your arm, and you're moving forward, it guides you. Oh, there is something here. Let me move to the left. Oh, there is something here. Let me move to the right. It guides you. It guides your path. So what he's saying here is that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And this is so true. And a lot of Christians, a lot of us sometimes, we do not walk in the consciousness of the word of God as our guidance, of the word of God as a light to our path. We walk as though we don't have, as though we don't have that. And God has given us his word as a guidance. Amen. God has given you his word. God has given me his word as a guidance. As a guidance. It means that if the word of God is a light to my path in health, my path in marriage. The word of God is able to guide me in marriage. You know, the word of God is the most experienced being. Do we understand? The most experienced being. The word of God has lived beyond people. The word of God, you know, God's word said that, he said, before foundation I have been here. Before the foundation of the world. The word of God had seen generations after generations after generation. You know, if you want to go to a counselor today, you want to go to the most experienced word, counselor. The word of God is the most experienced counselor. The most experienced. The most experienced counselor. Remember the word of what I shared about the moon. That the moon is a reflection of the light from the sun. Amen. The moon itself does not have any light. This is just an illustration. We never have a perfect illustration from the world. Do you understand? But see this. The moon gets its reflection from the sun. And based on the light it gets, the light it gets, it's able to reflect it back to the world. Amen. Based on the light it gets, it's able to reflect it back to the world. The reason why many Christians are unable to have reflections of the world is simply because the word of God is not active in their life. They have refused to receive the light that comes from the word. I know God's word has said we are lights. We have been born into the environment of lights. We are in the kingdom of lights. But God's word is food. God's word is light. God had designed it this way. That as the light impacts us, we are able to what? Impact the world. As it impacts us, but remember, this impact is actually, I know and I believe from God's word, is the soul. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the soulish realm. The impact of the word is for the soul. Because the spirit is perfect. The spirit man is perfect. He's created perfect. But the soul and the body, that's where the issue is. The soul is not saved. And as we walk in this world, as you go to Chicken and Co., as you go to the restaurants, as you hear all these kind of, as you watch TV, as you watch these, what's the name of, the phone, the YouTube, the Instagram, all these things. We see a lot of junks coming, which are darkness. Are you getting what I'm saying? Which are darkness, trying to penetrate, trying to come in. So the more we allow the light of God's word to flood our soul. You know, sometimes when you want to flush something, the intensity of how you pour the water in that, you know, to flush it out. That is exactly how God's word is to be to us too. We are to take in God's word. You know, that's what Paul says. If you, I really wish you can see the amplified of that Ephesians. He says that your eyes may be flooded with light. That's what amplified says. That your eyes may be flooded, the eyes of your understanding may be flooded with light. The light is talking about here is not just that the light of the gospel, because we've received the gospel. It's talking about the light of God's word. of who you are in Christ Jesus, of what who he is. It says that the lights, you know, our eyes be flooded, the spirit, our understanding. God wants, it is his desire that we are full of God's word. Not just that we are just talking about Hebrews, Greek, all these things. No. Because when we are full of God's word, we walk as children of light. Amen. The reason why people walk as children of darkness, even though they are not children of darkness, is because they've refused to, one way or the other, to receive the word. I mean, they've refused to allow the word of God, which is supposed to guide them, to guide them. Amen. The reason why most of the times we make mistakes in things, even finances, all these things, is because we do not allow the word of God to guide us. The word of God is the, like I said, the best counselor. You might go to a particular counselor and the person gives you a very good counsel, but based on the word of God. Imagine now, if you're in the US and you say, I want to give you an example, and maybe you have a child, not just you, you have a child, and the child goes to and begins to talk to a counselor. Maybe an ignorant parent, and the child is behaving funny. I say, oh, let's go to the counselor. A professional counselor with 20 years experience and everything. He goes to the counselor and child says, and well, I'm beginning to feel like I'm a girl. This is your son. I'm beginning to feel like I'm a girl. You know, I feel like I'm a girl trapped in a man's body. You know, and you know, maybe you just noticed that your son is wearing maybe ladies' clothes or trying to, you know. And the counselor says, well, I understand you. I really understand you. You know, it's a transition method. Actually, you know, it's your nature. You know, you are, this is what they call maybe boy girl, you know. And, you know, what we can do is that maybe, don't worry, after a certain time, we would, based on my experience, will push you for surgery so that you can have the perfect body. That is a professional counselor. And in the world, he did the right thing. Are you getting what I'm saying? In the world, but based on God's word, that is darkness. Those are words of darkness. Those are foolishness. Amen. Based on God's word, that's foolishness. That's darkness. These are works of darkness. That's sodomy and gomorrah. Sodomy, as God's word will call it. Amen. Or it's just as, you know, I'm still talking about the word of God being our guide. Maybe you go to a doctor, you're having pains or something, and the doctor says, oh, this, oh, okay, with what we are seeing or stuff like that, you have maybe 3 months or 4 months to live, and okay, maybe you just went to the doctor. I actually had, to the glory of God, she's fine, very fine now. But I had an aunt who, she was living a perfect life. She was a lawyer, very successful lawyer, very beautiful. One day she just noticed a lump on her breast. And she was just like, she told her husband, let's go to the hospital. This thing I'm feeling, stuff like, they went to the hospital and the doctor just told her that the way it is, you have how many months to live, that they have to cut it off. Imagine, like, she just woke up to such a news. And so, based on professional stuff, professional things, you know, based on professional guidance, they can guide someone into death. But the word of God is able to what? Is able to guide us. Amen. Is able to guide us in life. Is able to let us see God's thoughts. Is able to let us see, you know, who we are. This is not who you are. This is who you are. Things that God's word is able to guide us. Remember, the Holy Spirit speaks God's word. It reminds us God's word.
So as we take God's word, we are to reflect it. Reflect it back. Amen. And remember what I started teaching yesterday. God's word shows us who we are as a mirror. So when we receive God's word, we are supposed to change. You know, some people just say, oh, I just like the way I am. Oh, I just, I like the way I am. God does not want you to like the way you are. God says, come as the way you are and I will change you. Amen. When we come as children of darkness, what does it change us to? Children of light. When we come as someone who is a child of Satan, what does it change us to? Children of God. Amen. When we come as unrighteous, what does it change us to? Righteousness. Amen. So God does not want us to remain as we are. There are people that say, oh, God just... Isaiah what? 19? Okay, Isaiah 30, 21. Thank you. Yes, yes. He says, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Praise the Lord. So he says, and you shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way. There's the voice of the Holy Spirit. You know, so God's word leads us that this is the way, this is what you should do. He says, even if you are walking in you are walking the other way, he says, you will hear a voice say, this is the way, this is the way, this is what you should do. So as we align ourselves with God's word, you know, and we understand God's word, that's why some people that want to start cram, it's not to cram God's word, like I teach, understand it. I hardly actually use Greek, except, you know, God's word to me, when I read it, I understand it. It's the Bible, it was written in English, except most times that we have some, it's very easy, and sometimes, if you think you cannot understand something, read 7 verses above, 7 verses below, you just understand it. It is when you are trying to take something out of context, you just want to read one verse out of it. So it's very, very easy. Understand what God is saying. Amen. Let's just understand it. And as we take it, it might look as if you are not growing in knowledge. It might look as if you are not even shining. It might look as if, like I said, but you are. As you put God's word to work, you have to come to realize that yes, you are shining. It doesn't matter the result. Don't look at it that maybe this. No, you are shining. You are making impact. Amen. But remember what God's word has told us. Your what? Your positioning matters, right? Positioning matters. So let's just worship the Lord. Just worship.
Trust that you've been blessed. We love you to share your testimonies with us through our social media pages. You can also email us at justifiedhouseministries@gmail.com. We're invited to fellowship with us Wednesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays 9 a.m. at Justified House Auditorium, Combination, beside all your teaching hospital, Shagam, Ogun State, for a refreshing time with the Lord Jesus, near your family.